Proclamation number 3270 of 26th of September, 1944. Vocation to work for God. You are called to work for the Lord, and this calling should fill you with deepest joy and gratitude, and your striving should be to continue to serve God and to work for His kingdom. You must bear one thing in mind, that there is nothing more beautiful than to be a servant of God on earth, to fulfill His will and to be allowed to work for Him. For then you will be mentioned as spreaders of divine truth. Consequently, you must be in the truth yourselves in order to be able to spread it. And therefore it is conveyed to you by God Himself, and this is a grace of such inestimable value that you may consider yourselves fortunate to partake of this grace, for you directly receive strength from God, His emanation of love, and thereby you become able to convey His word to people as God's organ. You have an office, a task, which can have an inconceivably beneficial effect if you fully commit yourselves to this task. This is why you must not slacken, for only diligent activity will outweigh the grace bestowed upon you, and only diligent activity will evaluate the grace, i.e., it can only become fully effective when you pass on to your fellow human beings all the wisdom imparted to you. But as soon as you are called to work for the Lord, you first have to become knowledgeable, i.e., you have to receive divine truth, and God Himself gives you this truth in the form of His word which He sends to your soul through the Spirit within you. Therefore, anyone who hears the inner voice himself is also called by God to work for Him. Anyone who joyfully and hungrily receives the results of the Spirit and refreshes himself with them is likewise called to pass them on, for if the divine gift makes him happy, he should also offer it to his neighbor with love, otherwise he is still strongly filled with self-love and would then not be suitable as a true servant of God. But God sends you to people who are devoid of all knowledge, and you are to bring the gospel to them. And thus God makes you His disciples, and He commissions you to carry His word into the world, to teach the nations and to proclaim the divine commandments to them. Thus He calls you to work for Him, because people first have to know about His will before they can be called to account. And therefore He needs servants on earth who speak on His behalf, who take their calling seriously and who are therefore chosen to be taught by Him directly, who can constantly draw wisdom from the eternal spring which will never run dry. They stand in knowledge, they are bearers of pure truth from God because they are called to be active for Him on earth. But they also stand in love, for love alone enables them to receive the pure truth from God and to pass it on to their fellow human beings, for without love it is inconceivable to spread it. But if the human being is called by God by being given the truth, he should not resist when the Lord calls him. He should willingly place his weak services at his disposal. He should always listen inwardly to the task God assigns him, and he should immediately comply with the inner voice. Thus he should fulfill God's will. He should willingly pass on what he has received himself and thus try to penetrate the dark spiritual night which prevents people from recognizing the light which shines towards them from God. Then they will not resist their calling, and they will be eager servants of God on earth and also on day in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.